there is a letter.
That's Shraddha. That's your signature, right?
Oh,
that's her signature, Shraddha.
Okay.
There's many sick people.
Oh,
people see, it says here, thank you. That's the card. It's a thank you card. And you see Yugala Rasa and Haryashva.
Yeah.
So many people.
So I'll read it out to you. Yeah. I can see that Shraddha wrote it on behalf of all the disciples of Prabhupada who signed it. Dear Bhaktivinoda Swami and his disciples, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all very much for allowing us to take part in your annual retreat here in Gitanagari. All of you have given us such a warm welcome and incredible care throughout the retreat, which is certainly a testament in Bhaktivinoda Swami's immense kindness and the sincere desire of all his disciples to follow in his footsteps. During this experience with all, sharing this experience with all of you has been a gift and a blessing. Thank you in the service of Srila Prabhupada. Your servants, Shraddha Devi Dasi. Thank you so much, your servant, Ekendra Das. You have lovely disciples. The retreat was wonderful. Your servant, Tulsi Priya Dasi. Thank you. All glories to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru and Gauranga. Sri Harinam Das and thank you very so very much. Your servant
Shankum.
This is Sri Govinda Das.
Giri Govinda.
Oh, Sri Govinda.
Giri
Govinda. Thank you very much.
Shankum.
Yeah, your servant Shankum Devinas. Shankum Dasi. And your servant
Yugala
Rasa Das, Aryasya Das.
Thank you.
And thank you. Kalpa Dwi, Kalpa Kala. Kula.
Kula Pradipa.
Kula Pradipa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this
another
is
from
Mahavidya.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Govinda Swarup Prabhu Ki. Govinda Swarup Prabhu's Vyasa Puja celebration Ki. Govinda Swarup Prabhu's wonderful disciples Ki. Gaur Premananda.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can't beat you. Panchakalpa Dhruvya's Jaka and Sindhu Vyavisha Kipananda Mahadevya Varshadevya Mahadevya. I want to thank you all very much for allowing us to participate in this retreat. I think that the purpose of this retreat is for gaining spiritual energy. We gain that spiritual energy by having a period of intense association with Vaishnavas. And mostly our only business is hearing and chanting about Krishna. And from that we get spiritual energy. And on that energy, we can live for some time. It's like charging your battery, and then you periodically have to recharge it. Sometimes. So this functions in this way. It's very, very important for our lives in Krishna consciousness that we have these kind of periodical arrangements for such activity. It's fortunate that our movement has always been a party movement anywhere. And we can take advantage of that propensity. Once I told Sachinandan Swami, who likes coming to these things in Europe and all that comes to America too, I called him and I said, "You're a party animal." It took him a while to get, because he didn't know the English so well, expression. I told him the expression. No, it's a compliment. Because he likes these festivals so much. So it's very important. It's fun, but it's also very serious. I mean, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. For the frivolous and the serious, the opposite poles are not true. What's enjoyable and fun to do is also very, very serious. We don't have that distinction between work and play, or labor and recreation for us. The same thing is there. And I'm so happy to have the association of Lucky Jerusalem, because for so many years, one of the compensations for being on the GBC and having so many headaches was at least for every year I get to associate with Maharaj and Mayapur, who taught me about so many things. I had so many interesting experiences there. He would have me over for dinner, or lunch rather, and there was the pizza phase, and there was the Chinese noodle phase. And then there were periods of really superb Bengali cooking. And then I got to meet interesting people like a movie actress named Moon Moon Sain. Through Maharaj. Extraordinary experience. He was making a movie, or sponsoring a movie called Vikrama, Bengali language film, and about a lady that goes on Vikrama and has these experiences. And so up in his quarters there was directors and all these different people, the movie people. And Moon Moon Sain, I guess, was at least a locally famous Bengali actress. And she could come. He told me some of the troubles working with these temperamental personalities in this movie. But I remember coming up to the building, in Mayapur, or a very holy building, and surrounding the building is this crowd of local villagers, and they're going, "Moon, moon, 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 moon." She was up with all these people in the quarters on the top floor there, where they're trying to.
I think they came from all over, like people, not only local people.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So I had so many wonderful experiences. Aside from a sort of fringe benefit, just to getting so much advancement in Krishna consciousness. And it's especially nice to see him here, the moon among so many stars of his disciples. And so now my appreciation and love for him has increased, because all of his disciples are such wonderful devotees, and that's his credit. And that also he shines all the more brightly in your association. So myself and my disciples who come for this, we have all benefited by it. Thank you very much.
Actually, for the last few days, I've been contemplating on something. That is, we have already decided for the next retreat, time and venue. The time is 4th July weekend, and venue is near Vrindavan. And my request is that Ravindra Saraprabhu also comes to that. Thank you. So here we have cheesecake for Ravindra Sarupra to cut. And we will all say happy birthday.
Bingo.
Do I cut the flower or take it off?
The candle?
That's going too far.
Hare Krishna.
Slides around a little bit, so
they're getting plates and forks.
Thank you.
Plates
and
spoons.
Yeah.
Cheesecake, so it's a little messy. He was telling me that it's too far away to kind of commit fully. Mainly because of his health. And won't it be wonderful to have Radhanath Maharaj? Yes, this is the wonderful world of Hare Krishna. And there was a time when I used to think that I need to be with my disciples or other, just be with them. But now I'm seeing that we are embarking on another stage where the devotees, the junior devotees, need to see how we interact with each other. So that is also very much. And that makes these retreats so wonderful. So I'm very happy that you all came and you are such a wonderful experience, wonderfully uplifting experience. So I don't want to take much time. I just want to thank all the organizers. Because some of them have to catch a flight, like
Rupa Nuga has to get a flight back to Santa, back to California, Los Angeles, and he'll have to drive all the way to New York. So let's get into the closing session. I want to make one announcement. I want to take the liberty to make that announcement. That the other day I mentioned about the Adopt a Cow program for Gitanagari, and we have got 10 sponsors, 10 devotees to adopt a cow. I think some devotees are thinking of even adopting more than one cow.
Right? A lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that will be very nice. And so at least we have been able to do this much for
please come forward and accept this from Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. That's it.
Hare Krishna, everyone. I just wanted to take a few minutes to also express our personal gratitude to both His Holiness Pankajula Swami and Lord Jesus Prabhu for being here. Firstly, my role is in our both our roles in our service to the Dhamma and Vishnadri and the devotees that come for retreats. It's always an absolute pleasure to be able to serve all of you from the entire team, all of us who are in the kitchen, all of the devotees who are making the arrangements for every detail in the retreat to make it comfortable for all of you, but most importantly, for all of you to come. It's our biggest delight and we're very grateful. And then I was going to say one thing that I had as a disciple and devotee, that I was just appreciating the lovely exchanges between the God families and how that has been inspiring for us personally, because that is ultimately what we all want to really taste the relationships, the actual bhakti, express that bhakti in each of our hearts and among each other. So we're grateful for that because you have given us a glimpse of that, and thank you very much. I want to say one last point, maybe it's not my place to say this, but I'll say it. But I also think that you're all a very, very fortunate God family because His Holiness Pankajula Swami spends 5 full days with all of you. He leads the position in Gandhi Yatra, he gives back-to-back classes, all the darshans at the house. And you're all very, very fortunate, and speaking with, having lived there as a planet, I'm so grateful that all of you have the opportunity, and it makes me relish the sweetness of the relationship between Guru and disciple and disciple. Thank you very much.
I guess I'm just echoing the same thing. Thank you all for coming and showering all your love to all of us here. A handful of devotees, the service Gitanagari. We're all indebted to Maharaj. Rodhana Suru Prabhu for his guidance, shelter, since we've come to America. When we first came to serve Gitanagari, Rodhana Suru Prabhu was in GBC, and of course, we weren't qualified in many ways, had no farming experience, so we had no credentials to show. But somehow or another, the arrangement was made for us to come and serve here. So we thank all of you for your support, ongoing support for the retreats. Thank you so much, Maharaj. We are indebted to all of you. To the Prabhupada.
And on behalf of all of us, we would like to thank Parijata Mata and Guru Prabhu. And our heartfelt gratitude to the entire staff of Gitanagari. There are many people who work in the background and no one get to see or meet. Our heartfelt gratitude to all of them. Round of applause for them. I hope you all enjoyed the delicious prasadam. Shri Prabhu, Radha Rani, and Rekha Gupta, three constant helpers. With cooking and serving, we are grateful to all of you as well. Ajay Govinda Prabhu and Suman Prabhu for recording. This recording will be available online very soon. Hari Bol. Suman Prabhu, as you all know, is also secretary for Maharaj. He has been facilitating your appointments with Maharaj. So another round of applause for him. The sound system has been pretty good. There have been a couple of glitches, sorry about that, but the credit goes to Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu and Krishna Prabhu. And these badges that you've been wearing that have been so helpful for all of us to get to know one another and for Maharaj to identify you without exercising his brain, they were made by Radha Santama. Beautiful garlands and the flower arrangements are done by Dattatreya Prabhu and his team. Arjuna Mata is an all-rounder and she has been helping with the energy. And there are many more that I am forgetting, so please forgive us for not including you in this list, but please know that we are so grateful for everything that you did at this retreat. And we look forward to your association more and more. And this would not have been possible without the sincere hard work of Neelamani Prabhu, Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu, and Poon Chandra Prabhu. Obviously, we wouldn't be here without the inspiration of our Gurudev, His Holy Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And one more time, this was a bonus for us that His Grace of Super Guru and Mother Sonamini agreed to come. Hare Krishna.
I think we missed out one thing. Rupadurga Prabhu flew all the way from the West Coast with his family, his wife and two daughters, to participate. Actually, all the time they are actually holding this ceremony, the retreats in the East Coast. And Rupadurga had been participating in every single day. He also participated in the retreat in the cruise, and also in Switzerland one, and Bay, of course, in America. You are in Spain also?
No.
So, Rupadurga had been very, very instrumental in organizing these retreats from the very beginning. And we are so thankful to you. So, now let's go and take Ravindra Saru Prabhu's last two copies. Mahaprasadi Govinde.
Mahaprasadi Govinde.
Namo Brahmani Vaishnave.
Namo Brahmani Vaishnave.
Sarva Punya Varadaraja.
Sarva Punya Varadaraja.
Vishasya Naya Varayate.
Vishasya Naya Varayate.
Prabhu Vasudha Mahasavaki
Jai
Om Premanande
Hari Hari.